carry passengers.
Oh, no, sorry. No, no.
We're just about isolated. We have the bus.
Yeah.
I guess that's sort of spasmodic. Then we have an airplane that flies in and out. Well, what would you call any special term for a road that has a hard surface? There's dirt road and gravel road and a...
Well, we all call these country roads just dirt road, but sometimes country roads is kind of hard surface. They're just, now, earlier days we called them mostly trails, you know, but you could call them trails, you know. Call them public roads now, you know.
See, they were just about trails.
That's right.
Weren't they?
Just think now, that Chitlin' Trail, where they drove the cattle all up, there'd be about 9 paths, you see, where the cattle walk side to side, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Be a little ridge between, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You ever run across one of them old trails where they're still there yet?
I never noticed them.
Well, it'd just be a little crease like kind of plowed a fur, you know, and good up grass, you know. Little ridge between them.
Every one of those was a cattle path.
That's right. Every one of them a cattle path.
Huh. Well, let's see. The road with dirt surface and gravel surface and...
Hard surface.
Hard surface.
Yeah.
How about a road that goes from the highway down to your house?
Huh?
The road that goes from the highway down to your house.
Well, they call that the driveway, generally.
And if it's on a farm, is it a driveway there?
Yeah, driveway in, yeah. Just the same farm as it is in town, or it is here in the side of the country, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a road that goes from, say, the main road off someplace?
Well, that's just your, ain't funny now, things leave me like that. It's your lane. Lane, we generally call it a lane, you know. Uh-huh.
And do you have any special term for a ditch beside a road?
Ditch, yes. That's to drain the water off the side of the road. That's your drain ditch.
Drainage ditch.
That's your drainage ditch.
And you mentioned the sidewalk and how they had board sidewalks in Guthrie.
Oh, yeah.
Did they have any of those in Mulhall in the early days?
What?
Did they have sidewalks in Mulhall in the early days?
Some. See, the Mulhall's, that's where Bill Rogers and them fellas got their start. Tom Mix got their start here in Mulhall, you know, the old Mulhall Ranch.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Oh, yes. Tom Mix got his start here in Mulhall.
Oh.
Yeah.
I read Cecil Williams' book, Paradise Prairie. Paradise Prairie. Written by a fellow who grew up around there.
Well, listen, ain't that the one called Prairie City, is it?
No, that's different.
This Angie DeVoe, she's been quite a scholar of Stillwater. I helped her write that. I'd like to know where that book went to, but I didn't find it today. They got them up here on sale called Prairie City. That's taken out the little town that wrote up here. She lived here in Marshall.
Oh, Angie DeVoe does?
Yeah.
Oh.
Her and I went to high school together.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
So I helped write that darn book.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's say we play some... Excuse me, what did you say about your uncle?
Huh?
What did you say
her about cousin, Oklahoma uncle? City, he's 8 years old.
I have a cousin in Oklahoma City. I say he can give you a world of history.
Huh?
He's got an awful good memory. I haven't got a good memory. I remember things, but I don't remember them like he does. He can just give you from A to Z, give you a lot of history.
She was at Coffeeville when the dog gang got banged up over there.
Oh.
Yes, indeed. He's wonderful. Hmm. Bert Strauss, his name.